Bless them. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 233, stanzas 1, 3, and 4. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear. For I am poor and great my need. Preserve my soul, for thee I fear. O God, thy trusting servant heed. O God, thy trusting servant heed. 1, 3, and 4 of 233.
scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the second book of Kings and there of chapter 4. But first we read the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, he descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We wish to read 2 Kings 4, beginning with verse 18 to and including 28. And when the child was grown, it fell on a day that he went out to his father to the reapers, and he said unto his father, My head, my head. And he said to a lad, Carry him to his mother. And when he had taken him and brought him to his mother, he sat on her knees till noon and then died. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. And she called her husband and said, Send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, Wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, It will be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, Drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. So she went and came unto the man of God to Mount Carmel. And it came to pass, when the man of God saw her afar off, that he said to Gehazi, his servant, Behold, yonder is that Shulamite. Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? And she answered, It is well. And when she came to the man of God to the hill, she caught him by the feet. But Gehazi came near to thrust her away. And the man of God said, Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Then she said, Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, Do not deceive me? Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of the earth, it is a question and that ought to come to each and every one of us. Is it well with thee? For we travel to a great and never-ending eternity, and thou knowest that we have no concern for our souls as we do so, except that thou wouldst bind it upon us, for we are always of the earth, earthy, and seeking all that is here below, and our hearts cleaving to everything and that is passing away, until we come to the end of our life, and sometimes then to realize that we have no time left. Oh, teach us the preciousness of our time that thou givest unto us, and so worth all above all that we can gain in the midst of this world. Lord, bind it upon our hearts. We are so dead by nature. And even after received grace, there is so much deadness in our hearts. Thy servant did say, quicken me, O Lord. For he felt that deadness, that he needed again by renewal the drawing of thy Holy Spirit. O grant it unto each and every one of us. For unless thou drawest us, we will never run after thee. No, we run the other way. We run from thee in our hearts, even if we have a life that is so full of religion. And even if we do have some sincerity in our hearts to seek and to come to thy house, then in truth in our hearts we yet remain enemies of thee. We do not see it. We have closed eyes and we are blinded by our own sin and by our own sinful disposition, our own evil heart that is tending to everything that is sinful and all that is against thee. O Lord, give us to feel it in this day. Wilt thou give us the operation of thy Spirit within that may open our eyes, that we might see thee, who thou art in thy greatness, in thy majesty, in thy holiness, and that we may be humbled in all of our sin, in all of our guilt and filth and pollution and corruption that comes forth out of our own hearts day by day. Lord, bind that upon our hearts, that we may come truly in the dust of self-abasement before thee, that we may cry out for a new heart and the renewing of our flesh, that thou may give us a heart of flesh, and that we might love thee with all our heart, and that we might love righteousness and truth and thy statutes and thy law, that it might be our meditation all the day. And thy servant did say, my heart is fixed, O God. And my heart is fixed, I will sing and give praise. And that was all from thee. And when he was in that cave, and when his enemies were all around him, and when he had to cry out that his soul was among lions, and they spread a net for his feet, and they digged a pit before him, but thou didst make them fall into the pit themselves. And then he did sing. Oh, he did sing of his deliverance. He did sing of thy salvation. And that is also what we desire to sing, Lord, with all our congregation, that we may be shown what our great misery is, and that we also may be shown what the true enemy is, and that thou wouldst deliver us therefrom. And thy servant, thy servants who bring thy word all over the length and breadth of this world, they also do desire that it may be for those to whom thy word does come. And thou hast thyself struggled against the lions, when thou wast in the world, a Judas and a Satan who did spread a net for thy feet and didst dig a pit before thee and didst bring thee upon the cross. But Satan has fallen into it himself, and thou hast struck him on the head, thy word does say. Thou hast bruised him on the head, thou hast taken away his power. Lord, that thou may give all thy people, when they have to complain about the lions all around them, and all the pits and the nets that are spread for their feet. Oh, give them deliverance, and that thou may give them the song of thy servant, that they may desire to sing and to give praise. Lord, look upon the children and the youth. Make them wholly jealous of the portion of thy own people. It cannot be gotten in the world, in the midst of all the busyness of the world. It can be gotten from thee. It can be gotten in their inner chamber. It can be gotten in the meditation upon thy truth. It can be gotten in thy house. Oh, may it be that there are those that come up to hear thee, and to hear a word from thee, that cannot miss thee anymore. Lord, remember all thy people and give an increase in the number of thy people, that thou may care for all the needs also in the midst of our flock. Those that mourn in these days, wilt thou be on their right and on their left hand in the week that is to come, when we must stand together around an open grave. That thou may supply for them. Remember all the teachers when they will gather in a conference in this week coming from near and far. Wilt thou give traveling mercies, and wilt thou bless all the labors that are done for the instruction of our children. Be with those that lead, and wilt thou give good days together. When there may be discussions of all the needs of our youth and our children, and that our youth may also be given to see the efforts that are put forth for their welfare, that there may be gratitude in their hearts for what their parents do, and for what their teachers do, and the school board and the community to provide for their education, and that they may desire to be educated, and that they may desire knowledge, and the knowledge of thee, and true wisdom, and that thou wouldst give it unto them, and that they may cry to thee for it, and a day wherein it still may be found. Do care for the child that had surgery, and make thou it well, and humble all the parents also under thy goodness. And wilt thou bless all afflictions, him that also must receive surgery. And wilt thou provide for him. And wilt thou look on all those that have needs and cares. In the midst of this world, the weak and the sick, those that have difficulties of mind or body, then sickness does point unto us, and that we have to die, and it is all our own fault, that we might see and feel our guilt, and that we may come in the place of guilt before thee, that we also may be forgiven, washed and cleansed therefrom. Wilt thou be with those who hope to be united in holy matrimony in the week that is to come? Wilt thou be amongst us also as one that doth serve, and that thou may bless them with a favor from above? Wilt thou give what we stand in need of in this afternoon hour? Wilt thou take away buyers and sellers, because thou knowest all that can hinder? When we are sitting and trying and even desiring to listen, and then there can be so many cares that are living in our hearts, Lord, wilt thou take them all away, and that thou may give thy blessing upon thy word of truth, and that is not deserved from our side. Do forgive and take away all of our many sins, and teach us from above, for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 381, stanzas 1 through 4. With grateful heart, my thanks I bring. Before the great, thy praise I sing. I worship in thy holy place and praise thee for thy truth and grace. And what follows, and we make the second wedding announcement of Garrett Grisnick and Daniela Busicum, who hope to be united in holy matrimony this Friday, August the 4th at 1 o'clock p.m. Lawful objections must be brought to the consistory by this Tuesday, 381, all the stanzas.
Thank you.
Beloved congregation, the Lord Jesus is not only the helper of his people, he is also the savior of his church. Every savior is indeed a helper, but every helper is not also a savior. What is the difference? Eve was made an help unto Adam, but she was not his savior. A person who needs to be saved is a person who is without his own power. That is a characteristic that belongs to the very definition, to the very idea of salvation. Thus we heard of the necessity that a person is cut off. That is the experience of the true church of God. And that is what makes him a fit object for the salvation that is to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whose work is that? To cut off. That is the work of the Holy Spirit of the Lord. That is a necessary work, but it is also a distinguishing work. In other words, it distinguishes from the work of the devil. It distinguishes from the work of Satan, who does not cut off. Satan's works are the works of our flesh, and it is completely against the very nature of man to desire and to work his own cutting off. Satan himself said that. Skin for skin, all that a man hath, he will give for his life. The Shunammite did not slay her own son. Everything in her being has desired and striven for exactly the opposite. Thus it was the Lord and the Lord only who did that work. That necessary work in order to try this woman. He will lead his people. He will lead his people in his own way. He will lead his people for their own good. He will lead them for his honor, and he will do it all in his own time. The words of our text for this afternoon can be found in 2 Kings 4. The 28th verse, 2 Kings 4 and verse 28. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? So far the words of our text. We heard of the promise to the woman of Shunem. We heard of that promise received. We heard that promise was fulfilled. We heard that promise was tried. Today we hear the promise to the woman of Shunem is also pleaded. Thus she pleads this promise. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? And we see two thoughts. First, the faith in this pleading. And second, the ground of this pleading. The promise to the woman of Shunem pleaded. First, the faith in this pleading. And second, the ground of this pleading. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God. and shut the door upon him and went out. It seems that there was no one else in the house with her. And that is a good thing. Why? Because to any onlooker, the actions of this woman would seem very, very strange. Are your actions ever strange to any onlooker in the midst of this world? David's actions were so. We read he went to the army where the children of Israel were gathered, and his brothers even accused him. Why? Because of the strangeness of his actions, the strangeness of his words. Does no man go down to fight this uncircumcised Philistine? Saul thought his actions also very strange. We read of Rahab, how strange that her actions would have appeared to any onlooker when she has hid the spies of the enemy, even from her own people. Say, very strange. How strange were Ruth's actions when she left her father, she left her mother, everything, to go into a land that she did not know what her future would be. And why were the actions of David and the actions of Rahab and the actions of Ruth so strange? They were so strange because they were actions of faith, behaviors of faith. And that is strange to many onlookers in this world. So it is also with this Shunammite. She does hear something that no other mother in that time would have done. They were actions of faith. And she went up and laid him on the bed of the man of God and shut the door upon him and went out. She does not call her husband. She does not prepare for a funeral. She does not get him ready for a burial. But she lays him on the bed of the man of God. Why do you think, children, that she did not lay him on her own bed? Why did she lay him on the bed, it says, of the man of God? I think maybe you are a little ahead of me. You can figure that out a little bit, right? What does faith do when it experiences troubles? Faith goes back to the beginning. Do you know of that? Do you know what it is to go back to the beginning? When you cannot make sense of anything anymore, when you do not understand anymore the way that everything has gone, the way that everything is going, do you know what it is then to look back once again to the beginning? The beginning is so important in our life. Why? Because if the beginning is right, if the beginning is of the Lord, then the end is also going to be right. The Lord is always a finisher of his own work. When we are married, lawfully married, then we have a good beginning. And if there are tensions in our marriage, if there are difficulties in our marriage, then is it not helpful to go back to the beginning? Is it not helpful to go back to the love of the beginning? Is it not helpful to go back to the vows that were in the beginning? And perhaps even unto the witnesses that were in the beginning? She takes a child and she lays her child upon the bed of the man of God and shuts, we read, the door upon him. That is specifically stated. When she goes out, she shuts the door. You say, what does that mean? You say, nothing. Well, but it coincides with everything here that follows. And she called unto her husband and said, send me, I pray thee, one of the young men and one of the asses, that I may run to the man of God and come again. And he said, wherefore wilt thou go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. She says nothing to her husband about what happened. She says nothing to her husband of all of the difficulties. Do you know what that is? To not be able to share with your husband what is living in your heart or with your wife. You dearly love him. He says, what is the matter? Will you not share it with me? And you cannot say it. You say, I cannot say it because I do not know it. You are perplexed. You have questions. You have riddles. There is pain. You do not even know how to form the words to say what is going on within your own heart. You cannot explain it. You do not dare to speak about it. Then that soul's trouble is something that is so personal. And because it is so personal, and because there are so many mysteries in that, that is often something that is also so hidden. Send me one of the young men and one of the asses that I may run to the man of God. See where that woman went? She did not go to a man. She went unto the Lord. Do you know what that is? To go unto the Lord? There was no one that could help her. There was no man in the whole world that could help her. No, not even her dear husband could help her. Her dear husband who loved her so much, whom she also loved so much. But he was in this without power. Elkanah also saw the grief of his wife. Hannah, why weepest thou? Why eatest thou not? Why is thine heart so grieved? Oh, what a desire sometimes to help. And then you are standing so close, and yet you feel that you are so far away because you feel that it is a trouble of soul. And then you say, man, he is helpless under this. And when Hannah is asked, why weepest thou? Oh, then what do we read is her answer? There is no answer. You don't read anything. Oh, she has probably dried her tears. And she has probably eaten then something that she may satisfy her husband. And then we read something. Then she rose up. After they had eaten and drunk, and then she went into the temple of the Lord. You know what that is? To go then with everything that is living in your heart, that no man you feel can help you with, and to go then into the temple of the Lord. Her husband, he asks her, why are you going? Why are you going? Because today is not the day to go. It is not a feast day. It is not the Sabbath. It is not the new moon. What does she say? She says, it shall be well. That is the translation. The Hebrew is the word shalom. Shalom, that means peace. Peace. Actually, health. Prosperity. Thus she covers it. All the pain, all the sorrow, all the questions, all the riddles that are living in her heart. Shalom. Peace. She would not grieve him. She would not have him with a troubled heart. She would put him at ease. She would spare him. Why? Because he cannot help me now. With all my husband's love, with all my husband's care, he cannot help me now. This is not a moment for men. This is a moment for God. This is a moment for God alone. All the work of the Lord is not flamboyant. The work of the Lord does not seek an outward show. The work of the Lord suppresses everything that is sensational in men that will become excited in an outward way. Shalom. Peace. Quiet. Tranquility. My husband, do not become alarmed. Do not raise an alarm right now. Not within and not without. And then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. Say, why? Haste. Haste is necessary. But you say, why is haste necessary? Are not these acts of faith? Is this not a woman of faith? You say, indeed. Thus, what does faith do? Faith does not make us slothful. No, just the opposite. Faith makes us hasten. Faith makes a man urgent. Do we know what that is? Faith does not make a man sit just in his easy chair. It does not make him sleep. It does not make him slumber in all of his trials. No, just the opposite. It is sending a man unto the throne of grace. That woman of Shunem, she feels it. She does not have one moment to waste. She feels that because death, that has already climbed into her windows. How often do we not hear David, that he is crying unto the Lord, "Oh Lord, make haste. Oh my God, make no tarrying." Do you know what that is? For the trouble of your heart. Do you have trouble of heart? Do you know what it is for the trouble of your heart to make you urgent? Or can it always wait? How often it can wait? We can go through this world. We can come to the house of the Lord. We can have even sincerity, but it can wait. What does the Lord have to do that it cannot wait anymore? Cannot wait for this mother. It is very urgent for her. Because if she does not hurry, soon it is going to be too late. Soon. Very, very soon. Drive, she says, go forward, slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. You say, isn't it already too late? What do you think? You think that also came into this mother's heart? It is already too late. Maybe that comes in your heart. Does that ever come in your heart? It is already too late. Is that true? That is not true. That is a suggestion. It is a suggestion that comes out of hell. And why is that suggestion coming? In order that a person would not hasten, that he would not drive, that he would slacken his riding. Oh, you say the child is dead already. Yes, that is true. And this mother, does she know that? She knows that very well. Who would know it better than she? Then why is she going? She is going because it is not only about her child. Because there is more to it than her child. There is a contradiction. There is a contradiction. There is a contradiction in her heart. There is a contradiction in her life. There's something that she says, this cannot be. It is impossible. And yet she cannot solve it. She cannot solve it. And yet it has to be solved. And it needs to be solved soon. It needs to be solved quickly. Because this is a matter of life and death. Let us sing 188, 1, 3, and 4. Make haste, O my God, to deliver, I pray. O Lord, to my rescue make haste. Let those who would harm me be filled with dismay and in their own folly disgraced. 1, 3, and 4 of 188.
Thank you.
Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child? Who is that? Who asks that? She knows who that is. She recognizes him. It is Gehazi. It is the servant of the man of God. It is well. Shalom. Health. Prosperity. Peace. Quietness. Tranquility. Raise no alarm, Gehazi. Strange quietness. Is that not a strange quietness that was living in the heart of that woman? Under all her afflictions. And yet she says, Shalom. It is well. Yes, it is a strange quietness. But there are people who know what that quietness is. Because it is a quietness that is from the Lord. It is a quietness that belongs unto faith. Even in her circumstances. And so this woman bears her own burden all by herself. Until she comes unto Carmel, where she falls from her beast before the man of God and takes hold of his feet. Gehazi comes near, thrust her away. But the prophet says, no, Gehazi, not this time. Let her alone, for her soul is vexed within her, and the Lord hath hid it from me, and hath not told me. Oh, the Lord does not just tell his servants everything that is living in your heart. No, they can be so ignorant of what is living within the heart of their hearers. Does that matter? It's not necessary for us to know. If the Lord may know, does the Lord know what is living in your heart? Because if the Lord knows what is living in your heart, then he is able to give unto us also what is needed to take away the riddles of your heart. Her soul is vexed within her. And yet, shalom. And yet, a woman of faith. Thus, young people, take notice of this. Because we live in a different world, we live in a different time. Then they say those things cannot go together. That as a woman of faith, how is it that her soul is vexed within her? Or how is it that David says, my soul is full of troubles? Was he not a man of faith? And now this vexed soul, she is given a place to pour out all of her troubles. Were you ever given such a place? To lay them before the Lord, what you could not say unto men, and that you receive a place. They receive a place from the Lord. Oh, that can be felt. Liberty. Liberty to lay before the Lord. And in the mouth of this poor woman, goes open. And her soul goes open. And everything that is in her soul comes out. Everything that was bound up in her, all her perplexities, all her riddles, all her sorrow, all her pain. And what does she say? What does she say? Not so much. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? There we have it. There we have it. A window. A window that is now open into the heart of this woman who could not say one word all her needs and cares to men. And now a window that we can see what her trouble really is. And we see that it is not just about her child, her beloved, her dear son, as every other mother in the midst of this world. But now the grieving mother, what does she complain about? She says, I've been deceived. I've been deceived. You ever afraid of that? With everything that the Lord has given to you, if you may say, if you may hope that the Lord has given unto you this or that in your life, do you ever fear that with this woman? I have been deceived. Did I not say, do not deceive me? Was not this my fear? From the very beginning, did I not say that? Nay, O man of God, do not deceive me. Job says, the thing that I greatly feared has come upon me. That is what this mother says. But it is now for her as an holy argument. She presents that as an holy argument even before this man of God. Because she says, from the very beginning, I have asked of thee that thou wouldst deal truly with me. Do you ask for that too? She said, I had no desire for deceit. I had no desire to take hold of a hope, some expectation that one day was going to be taken away from me, which one day was going to fail. I wanted nothing to do with this. Oh, that is that new birth. That new birth that wants nothing to do with anything that is deceitful, that makes a man true, that makes a man honest with himself before God, no matter what that means for his life in this world. That is what that woman desires. And now it is for her a contradiction. She does not know how that this which was has taken place in her life is possible. And why does she not know how this is possible? because this has come through this man of God. Thus she says, I have received this promise. And I have received that promise not from a mere man, but I have received that promise from the Lord himself. From the Lord who is not able to lie. As that goes against his own being. Against all his attributes. Oh, she knows it. She believes it. With her whole heart. And that is what brings her here. That is the reason that this woman is not at the grave. That is the reason that this mother is not in this hour burying the body of her son. Because there is a contradiction in her heart with such a burial. Then she said, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? The mother did not need time to get to the issue. She was there immediately. She was exercised with this issue. Do you know what that means? To be exercised with the issues which are spiritual, then it did not leave her day or night. Then you do not need time to get to the issue when you're asked. Then you know what your troubles are. Did I desire a son of my Lord? No, she says, this was not my work. I did not do this. I did not ask for this. I was not the first one here. This work was wholly and solely a work from the side of the Lord. How does that woman know that so well? Congregation, she was cut off. She was cut off. We heard that. And when a man is cut off, they are cut off. And they know that. And then she knows that everything that she is receiving is from another side. All her unfruitfulness, she has been delivered from that by the Lord. And she can say with all her heart that the Lord himself has done it. Oh, it is such a wonder. If we may know this. Do you not see how necessary that is? Because when there are afflictions and troubles and when there are trials and the Lord tries his own work, then there is a beginning to go back to. Then there is something to go back to the Lord with. The Shunammite brings a holy argument that comes out of her heart, and she pleads with the Lord. And she pleads with the Lord on solid grounds, on very good grounds. She pleads the good pleasure of the Lord. She pleads the truth of the Lord. She pleads the faithfulness of the Lord. She says to the Lord, it is thy own work. No, it is not her child in the very first place that is bringing her here. There are many mothers. There are many mothers with children. There are many mothers who lose their children. And there are many mothers who then bury their children. But she has not buried her child, because she cannot bury her child, because the honor of the Lord is here at stake in her own heart. This has to do with the truth of the Lord. And the very life of that child is bound up in the very word of the Lord himself. Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me, O congregation, through faith? True faith is not without very good and very solid pleading grounds of the faithfulness of the Lord to his own word. What does David say? He says, remember thy word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. Oh, he brings that back to the Lord. Did you ever bring that back to the Lord? With a consciousness in your own heart, where that has come from, and how that the Lord has given you with glory to his own name to hope in his word. Oh, that is the same as the Shunammite. It's one church. There's one church that the Lord is leading in the midst of this world unto himself. The Lord can do nothing for our sake. And we may plead for our children if we must lose our child in a natural way. And then you say, well, what have I to plead on? Then when we speak about spiritual things, and when things have been given to us by the Lord himself, when we may know that for ourselves, oh, then we have something to plead on. Thus, a prayer that will be heard needs also a good basis. That is always why we pray in Jesus' name. That is why we always pray, children, for Jesus' sake. If you will leave that out, then your prayer lacks foundation, because the Lord cannot do it for our sakes. But this woman receives a holy argument, has that argument now. That is our question. Has that argument of this woman ever been our argument? When the Lord cuts off his people. And then we speak here about the second time now, right? In the life of this woman. It was that first time. And then the Lord gave her that promise. And the Lord fulfilled that promise. But now it is a second time. And when the Lord is cutting off the second time in the life of his people, oh, then there are so many contradictions that are in it and that are living in the hearts of his people for themselves. Everything is, we would say, upended. Everything is turned upside down. We think of the disciples. The disciples, when the Lord Jesus lay in the grave, how much the Lord Jesus had said to them. How many times have they not received words of promise from the Lord Jesus Christ. And now, he is dead. It is all gone. It has all come into death. And of course, he is buried. But, what is not buried? What was not yet buried? For those disciples, when they are walking unto Emmaus, and they said, but, we thought it was he. Well, disciples, bury it. No. No. It has all come into death. They cannot solve it. All riddles, all questions, and yet they cannot just bury it. They do not know how to solve it. But does that take away the truth of it? Has the Lord not said it? Oh, Job was given so much prosperity later in his life. Then Job had to say that his bones cleave to his skin. His bones cleave to his flesh. Oh, the church, they are sent back to the Lord. They're sent back to the Lord with everything that he has given unto them, which is come for them into death. But now they're dying. Oh, of Lazarus, the Lord Jesus says that this sleep is not unto death, but it is for the glory of the Lord. That is the way it was for Christ too. And when he was actually laid in the grave, that was not a death unto death. That was a death unto life. And it was a death that was unto the resurrection of the dead and unto the justification of his church. Holy mystery. Holy mystery. But a blessed mystery. Congregation, this poor mother. What a strength. What is strength? You say, such a trial for that woman. But such a strength, an inner strength in that trial. Are you jealous of her? How would that be for us? Where did the strength, that inner strength, come from? That held this mother up. You know where it came from? It came from an inner consciousness. An inner consciousness that what she had received was a gift of God. What she had received was not something that she had given unto herself. She felt that, she knew that with all her heart. Do you know that too? Does not matter what we say with our mouth, also to other persons. Religion is that of the heart. And we cannot have that strength that this woman had, unless we have for ourselves that inner consciousness that we may be able to plead even as this woman pleaded. Did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Oh, so, so important. Does not help to steal. It does not help to steal. as much as we want it. That is good. But a thief lacks the consciousness of this woman. A thief cannot say this. A thief cannot plead in their heart as this woman has pleaded with the Lord. A very powerful pleading ground to uphold her, but also to lay before the Lord again. Oh, the Lord, make us honest. Honest with ourselves in our spiritual fruitlessness to cut us off, to show to us what we truly are, and to receive everything from Him, a gift of grace, free and sovereign grace. When that we may be given, then we will know that this was not from me. Then we will feel that this is from the Lord. And then we will be able to go back in all the trials and in all the temptations and in all the afflictions and with all our questions, and with all the perplexities, and with the contradictions that live in our heart, to bring that before the Lord, and to say, did I desire a son of my Lord? Did I not say, do not deceive me? Amen. O Lord, wilt thou remember those who have so many riddles, have so many questions about this deceit? Wilt thou answer their cries? Wilt thou give deliverance? Give solution, Lord. For it all must come from Thee the first time, but also by renewal. And that it may truly be, as we have sung it together, that He will finish perfectly what He for me has undertaken. Lord, wilt Thou do it? For the sake of Thy own name, and for the deliverance of the needy, wilt thou bring us safely to our places in this day. Give us to keep thy day holy and bless all the means that we use for the need of our souls. Care for us in the week to come, those that hope to be united in holy matrimony, and also those who must stand at the open grave. And all that gather in this week, give traveling mercies to forgive and take away all of our many sins and bless us undeservedly for Jesus' sake. Amen. Our closing psalter is number 440. Stanzas 1 through 4. In my grievous tribulation, hear my cry and supplication, O my God, who hearest prayer. 1 through 4 of 440. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessings.